Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, we have to talk about no credit check, how to get credit cards with no credit check, no qualifying. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talk about them before, but today I'm going to go over a few more and the same things we've talked about before. And welcome to Fosse Optics. Check. Stop struggling now. Gear. Check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. Welcome back, and I want to thank you so much for being here on the Stop Struggling Now YouTube channel page. We're going to talk about credit today, but I want to thank everybody once again for being here, and please share the videos. This is to help thousands, if not millions, of other people. And with this credit crunch that's about to happen and the credit crunch that has been going on, and because it's the holidays coming up, a lot of people are going to be looking to use their credit to buy liabilities. You know, those gifts, the manufactured holiday that they want you to use to buy gifts. You're going to go out here and use debt. But, of course, a lot of people, due to the pandemic, have now bad credit. Or their credit score has been reduced, so you need something that has no hard inquiry, no credit checks, to be able to improve your credit. And there are a myriad of ways to do it now, because the fintechs have come along and they started going by how much you're depositing into an account, how much you're saving into an account. We're going to talk about it today. I've talked about these before, but please go through each one, because at the end I have a couple of bonus ones that I've talked about before but people forget all about. So again, I'm going to start it off with Black Steel. They have not come out officially yet. They are coming out this quarter. In the next 2 months, 1,000 people are going to have Black Steel card. The first illustrious group will have theirs, and then first or second quarter in 2022, it will be official for everybody else. So please get on the waiting list. Apparently, you can be pre-approved now. I don't know how that's actually working, but get on the list. You should receive an email, and in that email, you should also have a referral code so you can refer other people as well. I don't know if they're still doing that, but just look for it. Once you sign up, this is no credit check, no hard inquiry. As you can see here, they use your bank account. So yes, it's gonna they're gonna attach to your bank account, so to speak. Look at it using those new services, Plaid, and there's another company as well, where they link to your bank account temporarily and then unlink, but they get a glimpse into what you're spending, what you're saving, and then they give you a credit line based on that. So again, no credit check, no hard inquiry, no barriers to entry. That's what we like to hear, right? No barrier to entry. So how do you pay it back? Look at this. 0% interest rate. This is almost like the old school charge card. So that means if I charge $100 right now, I'm going to set up either weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly an auto payment. I'm going to pay back that $100 in 30 days. They are going to report to the credit bureaus. It's not so much a credit card in the sense that you get to carry a balance and pay $10 a month or $15 a month. That's not the goal here. This is to help you establish credit. So anything that you're going to use on an ATM card, you should be using the Black Steel card instead. They report to all three credit bureaus. Not yet. They claim the CEO, Brandon, is on. If you miss that live stream, please search the channel. He's on discussing this himself with us here in the SSN Nation. So again, 0% interest. You are even going to get rewards and cash back. But anything you use a debit card for, you should be using this for, meaning you're going to pay it right now. So in other words, you charge something, then pay it. No sense in carrying a balance. They report to the credit bureau, so that's a win-win for you. No hard inquiry, no credit check. Similar, but a little bit different twist, is Extra. Extra uses a debit card that takes money out of your bank account, just like your ATM card. So you switch this up, make the Extra card simply just like your ATM card. So when you go charge something at the store and it's $50, you swipe the card for $50. The next day, they take the money out of your bank account. Now, they report to the credit bureaus. And as you can see, if you're reading, no credit checks, no hard inquiry. But yet, they are going to report to the credit bureau for you. Build credit, establish credit, improve credit all the way around without any hard inquiries or credit checks or anything of that nature. But you will have to connect your bank account so they can take the money out electronically. Pretty simple. And of course, everybody has these 1% rewards these days. So again, that's another way to get money back a little bit on what your purchases are, versus most of the time a bank does not have rewards for using your ATM cards. Credit unions, I do know, have that. Connects with your bank account, just like I was telling you. You can see all this on the screen, and it's very simple. How does it work? Again, the links for all of this is down below in the description below the video. Every one of these I'm talking about, the link is down below. All right, so that's Extra. Pretty simple. All righty, let's keep moving. We have Grow Credit. People have slept on this and forgot about Grow Credit being out here. This is for people. A lot of people have these little $10 for Hulu or $15 for Netflix or less. You have a lot of those reoccurring subscriptions. That's what they call them here. Notice across the top, subscriptions. So if you have those, all you have to do is get the Grow Credit card, which also links to your bank account. So it works the same way. The charge is going to come on your Grow Credit. You're going to pay the Grow Credit. Whatever form you're using right now to pay it, you could use Grow Credit. And now Grow Credit is reporting to the credit bureaus for you. Here we go again. See, Hulu, Netflix, Disney. This is $15 and under. It's free. But once you go over $15, then they have a pricing format that you can see here. It appears to be, $17, but your annual limit $204. So they started doing some charge, and therefore you have to consider this, and they're always doing something different. I know when you go over the 15, and it appears now if you go over, you're going to be in this monthly spending limits and $1 a month. It appears that they may be charging now for $17. I don't know. But anyhow, even if it is $1 and you have bad credit, it would be worth it to, if you have Netflix or Hulu or any bill under.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favorite podcast app, or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading, this is how traders excel.
Well, it looks like under $20 in this case. Well, under $18. So anyhow, let's just call it under $15. Again, like I said, stay in that realm and you will be fine. All right? That's it. Whether you pay $1 a month for this service, which is no surprise, it used to be free, but it looks like it's $1 a month now. So anyhow, Grow Credit, no credit check, no qualifying, No nothing. No barrier to entry once again. All right. Next, Tomo credit card. They have come out. They've had little issues on reporting, but nonetheless, you apply. No credit check again. Same scenario. If you are approved and you charge something, you're going to pay it back, whether it's weekly or within the month. And they report to one bureau. I don't know if they've ever reported to two or three. Pretty simple. Credit limit 100 to 10,000. So they say some people actually received 5,000 that I know of. Most people 2,000, 1,000, or a few hundred. Most people. The link is down below in the description. This is Tomo Credit. Now, still doing a wait list is X1 Credit. They say the smartest card ever, but nonetheless, no credit check, no qualifying. It isn't out yet. You might as well get in on the wait list. All right. Some people actually may have it because there are some influencers, some creators that they were able to do an unboxing, and you can see they're going to get rewards, and they're going to be based on how much you're spending in a year. It's pretty significant if you can get up to, well, you know, if you're spending $15,000 or more on liabilities, I would not advise. But again, what we're trying to do here is let people know if you do have bad credit, there's ways that you can still get credit extended to you. And X1 credit card, they're not out, but get on the wait list, like I said earlier. And they have rewards, as you can see, with retail locations. But again, the link is down below. Please use the link. Go find out about it. Sign up. And now I'm going to go with another one that's been forgotten about because they have a wait list. And this is Credit AI. All right. This is going to be a whole different ball game where it's an app. So I'll have a link down below, but you want to be on your phone to sign up and get on the wait list with them as well. No credit check, no qualifying. And of course, everybody likes a metal card. And that's what X1's doing as well. That's who Benjamin Finance. I'm about to show that one as well. But the links are all down below. Again, no credit check, no hard inquiry. If they come out, so be it. But you might as well get on board because you'll already be set up. Now, Benjamin Finance. It is going to be like X1. All right? It'll seem familiar. Another talking about another metal card, which again, I'm not really a big fan. What difference does it make what the card is? Because these days, it's rarely that you even swipe your card, especially if it has the sensors in it so you can just tap the screen. But anyhow, Benjamin Finance is doing the same thing as X1. Build your credit. No credit check, no qualifying. They have a wait list going on right now. And you know, the pick a metal cards, okay, that's a good marketing ploy. But we're trying to deal with credit here, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And again, they have rewards for their card that they're going to claim right now. We'll see when it comes out how it all ends up. So again, wait list yourself on these. They're going to do the same thing monthly, bi-weekly, every week. You're going to need to pay it back. So again, it helps build your credit. Now, let's get into SelfLender. Everybody knows about, but maybe there's somebody here that hasn't still heard of SelfLender. SelfLender is when you're actually doing almost a savings plan. You're putting money in an account. They report it as an installment trade line every month to help you get on-time payments and improve your credit score. That is exactly what SelfLender is designed for. Then, after you start accruing a savings because you're sending it to SelfLender and you accrue some savings in there, then you can move to their next level, which I love. Instead of having to take money out of your home pocket, you already have savings using their builder program. You tell them to take some of that savings and put it onto a secured credit card. How about that? SelfLender turns into 2-for-1 for the same money. So if you pick the $25 a month plan, and at the end of 6 months, you say, hey, can you move $200 over here so I can have that secured credit card? Now you have another item reporting to your credit bureau. It's not costing you anymore, but you have another item reporting to all three credit bureaus, which is helping you out. Whether you have good credit or bad credit or however you want to use your credit, you can always do self-lender. Again, no credit check, no hard inquiry, no barrier to entry. It's pretty easy. And the link is down below to sign up with self-lender. All right, now let's go with Credit Strong. They are exactly the same as self-lender in one regard. They too have it where they have a credit builder program where it's an installment trade line, and that installment trade line is used as a monthly payment, and they report to the credit bureaus. Same thing as self-lender. And we'll see if they show any pricing. I don't know if they do. Yes, here we go. $15 a month, and as it, you can see, it's pretty simple. $30 a month, and it just accrues. They do take out a little administration fee every month you make a payment, but it accrues, and they report as an installment trade line. Now, no credit check, no upfront security deposit, no credit check, no credit score required, no hard credit inquiry. It sits right there, as you can see. So therefore, you can start. They do not have the credit card version. They still never implemented the credit card version, which they were supposed to do. That hasn't happened. But if you have a business account that you're trying to get business credit going, they also have that feature for a business credit individual that has an EIN number for their business. They'll report to the business credit file and help you out there. So that's the bonus one that you're going to have for this video. Now, we have more. There's more bonuses. Now, a lot of people here in SSN Nation already know about the crypto. I was saying crypto is an asset. Credit is an asset. Real estate is an asset. Stocks are an asset. A business is an asset, especially when you're making profit and money. So, Celsius Network has to deal with crypto. And notice the earn and borrow. So, you are not only investing in crypto, you can hold it over here at Celsius Network and you can borrow against your crypto. So it's security of your crypto to be used to borrow. The funny thing about this is your crypto could actually go up in value while you're sitting here holding it over here. Plus now you can borrow. You can borrow 25% or less of your balance or your value of your account, and they will give you a 1% loan. You can pick 6 months up to 36 months to pay it back. If you pick any of the months, it's an interest-only payment. The last payment is the balloon payment. It's wonderful. No credit check, no qualifying. I'm not going to go too much into it, but I have a link down below in the description for Celsius Network. All right. And I guess I should, go over here to borrow so you guys can actually see that. But I've talked about this on several occasions. Here's that 1% APR, no credit checks, no qualifying. The money's in your account in 15 minutes or less that you actually want to borrow. That's how simple this is. You're borrowing against your assets. That's why. Okay. Now, Nexo does the same thing. They have higher interest rates, of course, but it works the same way. So that's why I have Nexo down below. Some people might like Nexo versus Celsius, but either way, you can borrow with no credit check, automatic approval, no fees, no monthly repayments. You see how simple this is, ladies and gentlemen? This is pretty good. You're going to have to look into this. This is why you should be getting assets under your belt in 2021 and beyond, because you can always borrow with no credit required when you have assets. It's a lot easier. Now, bonuses. Sable One. I've talked about this before. Sable helps people that can't get a checking account because this is a Sable card that allows you to get a checking account regardless. No credit check, no check systems, nothing. You'll get a credit, a checking account. The beauty of Sable card is not only do you get a checking account, but they have another product, which is from the drop down menu, Sable Secured Credit Card. And once again, this allows you to send money to this checking account, you know, direct deposits and things like that. You have a debit card, you have money, you could say, hey, put some money over on this secured credit card. And once again, just like self-lender, now you have a debit card, and now you also have a secured card that is reporting to the credit bureaus. And again, Sable One, secured card, no credit checks, nothing. So this can help out anybody that needs to improve their credit score. Whether you have good or bad credit, this still works, because some people, you might want to send direct deposits to another account. Just like when you do PayPal or something like that, maybe you don't want to send payments that you receive to just one account. Maybe you want to do two or three. So why not send it to accounts that can help you, whether it's Sable or some other account? And very last one, which is very cool. Here goes another one. Another checking account for direct deposit purposes. Based on how much you're depositing, they will give you lines of credit also. Credit builder, credit line. You have two options with one finance. And of course, I have the link down below. And I guess since we're here, I'll go to the credit line page. So you transform your one debit card to a credit card with credit line. You see how this works? This is going to be the new era moving forward, because fintechs are here, and as long as you have deposits going in, similar to what PayPal Working Capital does and a few other new businesses who have ramped it up doing revenue based on your revenue for a business, they're doing it. You are a business now as an individual. Your revenue that's being deposited into accounts matter, and you can get lines of credit just like One Finance, and they are operational right now, and they have a lot of other things that I love, because they have what they call pockets, which I call buckets, is what most people would call. So when you have a direct deposit coming in, you can actually tell them to put X amount over here for the home, X amount over here for utilities, X amount over. You can divvy it up into pockets to make it easier for you to save money and already have it lined up, ready to go, so then you can pay your bills. It's a lot easier, and it helps people be financially responsible, because now there's no just taking one lump sum and then paying out all your bills across the board, and then at the end you don't really know where your money's going. This helps you get your money to where it goes, and you can see here, no fee credit line, and it's pretty simple. So this is the last bonus of the day of this video. And again, pay little or no interest. Qualifying direct deposit customers can repay over time. 1%, 12% APR, or pay no interest if repaid before the next billing cycle, which is soon as you charge, you should pay, because it's going to be within that 25 days, I believe it is. It's not like a 30-day scenario. So just letting you know, it's that simple. So you see, you have options, ladies and gentlemen. The new game, the new credit game now. You don't need to go out here trying to get this $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 credit cards and then charging the cards and then paying these little bit of monthly paybacks. Change up the game so you're liquid most of the time, and then you use your credit to buy assets that pay us at that point. So with all that said, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here, and that's why we have to keep diligent about your credit score. And I hope I've helped you here. And oh, another bonus for you listening this whole time: if you have not done the shopping cart trick with Victoria's Secrets and Overstock, well, down below in the description, at the bottom or near the bottom, you'll see the shopping cart trick. So watch that video or videos, and that'll give you an idea how you can get a no credit check, no hard inquiry store card, as well Victoria's Secrets and Overstock. Again, no barrier to entry. So check out those videos and you can get those as well. And as you know, if you add 6 or 7 or 5 or 4 cards to your credit file and it starts reporting, that helps anybody's credit, whether you have a 400 credit score or whether you have a 780 credit score. Either way, benefits are always any positive reports reporting to your credit file. So with all that said, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.